In a training session I recently held, one of the students asked a very good question. I thought I would ask the same question to the listeners here on 3-Minute English. The question was, what is the difference between the words ability, capability, skill, and competency? Well, this is an important question in today's business world because these words are used every day. Do you know how they are different? I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English about English for English learners. Ability, capability, skill, and competency. Well, let's see. First, I wondered what a dictionary would say. English dictionaries are a great way to study similar words. Often, they will show some nuance that a translation dictionary doesn't include. A good idea, but it doesn't always work. For example, the dictionary defined capability as the ability to do something. Not too helpful. But these words do have very subtle, small differences, even if the dictionary doesn't know it. Let's look at each one. Ability is probably the simplest, so let's begin with ability. There isn't much nuance with this word. It has a very simple meaning. Ability is just being able to do something. If you can do it, you have the ability to do it. For example, I can play guitar. I have the ability to play guitar. Ability has a pretty positive nuance. That brings us to capability. This word has more of a nuance of possibility. Maybe I don't have the ability right now, but I can learn it. I have the tools. Maybe I already know it. Capability is the strong possibility that I can learn or I have already gained the ability to do something. Capability is less concrete than ability, less sure, more possible. For example, on my first guitar lesson, my teacher told my parents, "Your son has the capability to learn guitar." Well, that was nice to hear. I didn't like what he said next, though. He said, "But your son is going to have to practice, practice, practice to get the skills." What? Practice, practice, practice? Well, that's what skill means. A skill is an ability that you get through practice or experience. For example, walking is an ability, something that most of us do naturally, without a lot of practice. But mountain trekking is more of a skill because we have to learn how to walk in the mountains. We have to have practice and experience. So skill is an ability you get with practice. Well, I did practice the guitar, and I improved my skill and ability. But, to be honest, I was never very serious. Not like those people who practice 8 hours a day. I practiced about 8 minutes a week. So, I became a competent guitarist. A competency is an ability, but the nuance is more ability to a suitable level. Therefore, to be competent is not as positive sounding as to be capable or to be able. So, while the meaning is the same, competency has the nuance of adequate. It doesn't sound negative, but it doesn't sound strongly positive either. So, those are a few differences between ability, capability, skill, and competency. Often, they can be used interchangeably, but remember the subtle differences. Your English is going to sound better. If you have any questions I can answer on 3-Minute English, please go to our comments and questions page at VentureEnglish.com and leave a comment. I really would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. I'm Paul Preston. This has been 3-Minute English.